Carol.
It's not.
I'll keep you updated, folks. Still waiting on the Horowitz report. More news and views when we come back.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Lillian Wu. A former U.S. ambassador to Ukraine tells her story.
I do not understand Mr. Giuliani's motives for attacking me, nor can I offer an opinion on whether he believed the allegations he spread about me.
Marie Yovanovitch, the witness on day two of public impeachment hearings, telling lawmakers corrupt interests wanted her removed from her position in the Ukraine. Ahead of that testimony, the top Republican on the House Intelligence Committee, reading a memo from the White House, summarizing the first conversation between President Trump and then newly elected Ukrainian President Zelensky. Committee Chairman Democrat Adam Schiff responding.
First of all, I'm grateful that the president has released the call record. I would now ask the president to release the thousands of other records that he has instructed the State Department not to release.
And retail sales in October increasing 0.3%. America's listening to Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru.
Hi, everybody. Kind of a dismal forecast on this Friday, but things get a lot brighter over the weekend. A risk of lingering showers from time to time today. A chilly day, a little breezy, high 50 to 52. Mostly cloudy early tonight, gradual clearing late tonight. Cold, low 36 by dawn. Cool sunshine returns for tomorrow and Sunday. Warmer afternoons in the low 60s both days, upper 30s at night, and storm-free for the next several days. I see the mid-60s coming back later on next week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts for our See Better, Drive Safer sale. Right now, get a $15 gift card after mail-in rebate when you purchase a pair of Bosch Focus or Trico Titan wiper blades. We'll even install them for free. Plus, you'll earn double O rewards points. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Why wait for Black Friday? Get Black Friday prices today at the Home Depot. Up to 40% off appliance special buys, plus up to $600 in extra savings instantly on select appliances. No rebate, no hassle, like a modern Frigidaire front control range for just $699. That's $400 off. Talk about holiday cheer. Black Friday savings early, now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only, while supplies last. Gas extra, see store for details, valid through December 5th.
Billy here from AutoSave Tire and Automotive. If you need tires, come to the tire experts. We have over 200,000 tires at our disposal daily, all at the best prices. Check out our website, autosavetires.net, for your fast, free, online bottom dollar price. That's right, you can get an instant quote on your new tires, including installation, right from your computer or phone. No hassle, no haggle, bottom line pricing. So shop us and compare. We even beat tire rack prices. Check out all our services at autosavetires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive, come to where your auto saves you.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is in the house. First of all, welcome back. And secondly, the holidays are here.
Bubba, it is here, and it couldn't come sooner. You know, new crop pecans fresh off the trees are at Tucker Pecan. New crop candies, all kinds of great candy and gift items are at Tucker Pecan Company. We are expanding the showroom with more candies. We're going to have more candies, more pecans, more gift selections than we've ever had. But, you know, we still have the great gifts, whether you want a corkcircle tumbler, you want a purse, you want jewelry, you want totes, you want just good Alabama products, Alaga syrup, the bearded pickles, Little Bull seasoning. We've got all those on the shelves, but we are getting back to what got us here. More candy, more pecans, more gift ideas, more gifts for all of our great customers.
And you are located where, my friend?
We're located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Hey guys, hunting season is upon us, and here at Wholesale Hunter, we know between kids at school and honeydews, your schedule's pretty packed. So why waste your time driving to one of those big box stores when you can visit us online at WholesaleHunter.com and order the gear and supplies you need with a click of a button? You can shop our huge selection of guns and hunting gear from the convenience of your computer or phone. Stop by our store in Wetumpka at the corner of Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road, or visit us online anytime at WholesaleHunter.com, WholesaleHunter.com, that's WholesaleHunter.com.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery-grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's when we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. And on the web at alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back to News and Views, folks. News and Views from 9 to noon. I'm your host, Joey Clark.
Don't let me hear you say life's taking you nowhere.
Now, Donald Trump, as promised, President of the United States, has released the first phone call he had with President Zelensky of Ukraine, which shows that Trump agreed to meet Ukraine Zelensky without preconditions. This is another memorandum of communications. President Trump in April agreed to meet with Ukraine's president-elect without preconditions in the first official phone call between the two leaders. It's according to a White House transcript released this morning, moments before the second public hearing as part of the House's formal impeachment inquiry into the president. Trump took the April 21st call with Zelensky while aboard Air Force One. The conversation predated the highly controversial conversation between the two presidents on July the 25th, which prompted the House's impeachment inquiry. Democrats, relying on a whistleblower complaint that first exposed that call, have claimed the previous call shows evidence of a quote-unquote quid pro quo. No, it doesn't. It doesn't at all. It was a perfect call. So, my goodness. But Trump has released this call Friday to show that, well, no, actually, there wasn't really much conditions on meeting President Zelensky. And I'm trying to find the latest reaction from Rudy Giuliani. Fox News keeps splashing information about it up there, but I'm not finding it. I'll be looking for that. And not to forget, John DeVoe, thank you for being so patient. Welcome back.
Yes, Joey. But, you know, as soon as Shelby, you know, I wrote him a letter one time. And he wrote me back, and then in response to the letter that, you know, I wrote him, and I said, you know, he's got a very good staff. I said, that Shelby's got a good staff. And then, you know, so I like Senator Shelby, too. But, you know, we had 3 days of an African-American, Montgomery's first African-American mayor, and the people, the trash people did pick up the trash on time today. So, they've got the road all torn up in front of my apartment, or they're getting there. They're going to be replacing some pipes that's been down there in Janetta Ditch for 100 years. And it's supposed to take 4 months. We'll have to see if it still just takes 4 months, you know, under the new administration on South Decatur Street. That road is, you know, part of it. The part by my apartment, anyway, is going to be torn up for a little while. But have you heard anything? You know, I did like General Crowell as the being the new probate judge,
but then
he's too old. And have you heard any of the other names that the governor have in mind?
No, I have not. I just saw her statement of, "Oh, sugar, I made a mistake."
I'm surprised that the governor made that kind of a mistake, though. Were you?
What?
Were you surprised that
yes, actually, because that seemed like such a simple thing. Yeah, I just find it sloppy work. Somebody over the governor's department messed up, for sure.
Yeah. But, you know, they do have that age requirement. You know, that's the reason why the probate judge in Otonga County, you know, couldn't run in the last election.
Right.
Because he had met that 70-year age requirement. But I do hope that whomever the governor appoints, you know, Judge Reed was very pro, you know, in support of equality for same-sex people,
right,
and protected the human and civil and constitutional rights of same-sex people while he was probate judge. And I hope that whomever the governor appoints will be someone that's pro-LGBT plus as well.
Are you going to get married?
I don't know. If I meet somebody that want to marry me, I might.
Well, good luck with that, don't we all? We all need somebody. We want to be somebody.
I know that's right. After 51 years, a long time to live by yourself.
It's true. So nothing wrong with being by yourself, though. Yeah, nothing wrong with
that. Listen. If you're going to be in a bad situation, you're absolutely right about that. But I would hope that if I did meet somebody, that it was somebody that didn't bring that kind of discord to my life.
Yes, sir. Well, John, I appreciate the call. Thank you, sir.
Listen, peace and blessings to you, my sincere to dearest.
And also with you and with your spirit. Look at who it is. Do we have Alva Lambert here in the studio?
Happy Friday morning, sir.
Hey, Alva, how you doing?
I'm doing well.
Did you see Jack on the way here?
No, I looked for his vehicle. I didn't see him out there. And,
yeah.
He said he would be here and had extended an invitation. I had a little business conference call that I had to take care of early this morning, but I told him I would slip on in here and try to have a good time. I understand that there were supposed to be several people here today, and it was supposed to be a radio palooza.
A
political palooza.
I was hoping for a hootenanny. Get the music going, get the dancing going.
Or as Guy Hunt said, a whim doozy.
A whim doozy. Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I do have a story that has nothing to do with Washington, D.C. or these impeachment inquiries going on.
I'd be interested in it then because I'm about tired of the other.
Okay, so we'll take calls still, folks. 272-9228. But this is a story out of Indiana, and it's from the Indiana Supreme Court.
Indiana,
the Hoosier state. And this, it's just so juicy. I'd have to pull up the actual Supreme Court document. It is a unanimous ruling by the three justices of the Supreme Court.
They only have three members of the Indiana Supreme Court?
I believe so. Let me look at the bottom of it. Yes, it is. I believe so. At least all justices concurred.
Okay.
It's against three different judges, though, in Indiana. Three different judges. Let's see. Who is this? In the matter of the Honorable Andrew Adams, judge of the Clark Circuit Court 1. In the matter of Honorable Bradley B. Jacobs, judge of the Clark Circuit Court 2. And in the matter of the Honorable Sabrina R. Bell, judge of the Crawford Circuit Court. These three judges, well, I won't give away what they've done just yet.
But listen to this last line. This is directly from the Supreme Court ruling for the great state of Indiana. This is what they had to say about the judge's actions, and we'll get to those actions in just a bit. Their actions were not merely embarrassing on a personal level. They discredited the entire Indiana judiciary.
Oh, my word.
Don't you want to know what they did now?
That would have been visceral.
Yeah, let's just say there was some adult beverages involved, and there might have been some, like, you know how you get drinking. Not that
so
you
they went
did
to
this.
The bar?
Well, they went to the bar.
They were members of the bar. They
went
to the bar.
They're members of the bar. They were actually in town, in the same place together for like a judiciary summit or conference or whatever.
Conference.
Yeah, and then after the conference is getting going, they're all in the hotel rooms. They start drinking after midnight.
After midnight.
Was it J.J. Hale? Or,
I think so.
Yeah. I'm going to let it all hang out. But they kept going. And at around 3, they tried to walk to a strip club. Unfortunately, the strip club was closed. That's a sad end to the evening. So instead of ending it that way with a closed strip club, these two male judges, they're all circuit court judges and one female, they decide to go to White Castle. The two male judges go inside the White Castle. Two men in a car driving by the White Castle say something to the female judge, Sabrina. By the way, one of the guys in the car driving by, she then flips the bird at him and starts saying something. They stop the car and get out of the car. One of the guys in the car is named Alfredo Vasquez. His first name is actually Alfredo. Anyway, there's verbal altercation. The two male judges come out, and more words are exchanged. They get in an actual fight and start beating up one of the guys. One judge and one of the guys in the car start wrestling on the ground. Other judge, other guy are like, doing that, put him up. And this one judge is kicking this guy on the ground. And this guy pulls out a gun, shoots both judges. They have to be rushed to the emergency room for emergency surgery. But they're still being reprimanded by the court because the female judge, she admits, if that's what the security footage shows from the White Castle, I guess I did that. But she doesn't remember anything. She was blackout drunk. The other two don't remember much, and they should have de-escalated instead of getting into like a fight that ended up with both of them shot. Now, the guy that shot him has a long rap sheet, like 14 different counts in just this one instance. He's going to jail for a while. But these judges have been reprimanded in a very serious fashion. And how serious is it? If your judge gets drunk in Indiana, gets in a fight that almost ends up with them dead, after failing to go to a strip club and eating some White Castle, what do you think the punishment would be there?
I think they'll be disrobed. I mean,
something like that.
By the way, the history of White Castle, it was the first hamburger establishment in the country. A fat chain.
Yeah, yeah.
And in the 30s... in the 50s, the guy that started the Crystal based it upon White Castle.
Yeah, the real thin burger with the onions.
Square. And, oh, it's small good. Small bun. Yeah. Late night snack for fortification.
It's good at night, especially when you've been in bobbing. Like, it's
fortification.
It's good stuff.
That in the Waffle House.
Oh, don't get me started on that greasy, greasy food.
Welcome to the Waffle House, my hippie. You want them stomp, scatter, spank, slap. Oh, did you see where the Waffle House in Birmingham, the guy was slammed. The people called in sick, and there was only one guy that was a cook. And it was getting so slow that one guy got up and started helping him cook eggs, and then another patron got up and started making coffee, and another patron, so they all pitched in and started helping the dude run the Waffle House.
Right, really?
As customers. It made national news.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Did you see the one, and there's a Waffle House, I think, in the Atlanta metro area that's now serving alcohol?
No.
So now you don't have to pregame before you go to Waffle House.
I didn't see that, but...
But these judges...
It's a matter of time.
These judges, here's how they were reprimanded. One of the judges, 60 days off the court without pay, that he's back on the bench. The other, 60 days. So you get suspended for 60 days without pay, then you get your job back as a judge.
I know some judges, it would have been packing, too.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it makes me think back to some of the older days. Yeah. Who, how much judges would get away with old jokes? Oh, the judges in the speakeasy down the road, along with the police chief. Like, you know, when you are an official.
Roy Bean, hanging judge Roy Bean, that was supposed to, he didn't really hang that many people, but and he was never really. I read up on him. He was never an attorney. He ran a general store, and on the storefront he would hold court. And he was more of a sheriff than he was a judge, but he got the name Hanging Judge Roy Bean.
Well, I do like the idea that judges can be anybody we trust.
Yep.
To be even-handed. They don't have to be necessarily schooled in the law. But we'll see, we'll see.
Huey Long never went to law school. He read, you used to could read for the bar. In other words, you'd study and take it, and if you passed the bar exam. In the old days, if you went to certain institutions and got your law degree, you didn't have to take the bar. I think that was up till 1968. But if you didn't go to those particular institutions, you could sit for the bar and still be admitted.
Yeah, I don't like this trend of licensing and just reading people out with the law, of the law, with the law. Mm-hmm. You know, it's one thing to have standards of competence. It's another thing to sort of have a protected class that controls who can join their group. It's happening with all sorts of high-end professions. But if this person on line one here, has been sitting here a while. I wonder.
Go ahead.
Let's see who this is. News and Views, you're on the air. Who's this?
This is Jerry.
Hey, Jerry.
I was going back to the Jeff Sessions.
Okay, yeah, go ahead. I asked him earlier, Alva, yeah. Do you like Jeff Sessions' strategy of hugging the president, these sorts of things?
Of doing what? Well,
hugging the president, wearing the MAGA hat, saying I support him. He's like, come here, Jeff. You know, we said a lot of things, but, you know, I can kiss makeup or something like that. Anyway, Jerry, what are your thoughts?
My thoughts is, I think before he put his nomination in, he went and he pretty sure thinks he's got the seniority back, and I like that.
Yeah,
going up there, but I also like Tommy Tuberville. That's an outsider, but if it's a runoff between the two, I will vote for Jeff.
You know just who that hurts between Jeff getting in my opinion. It takes Roy Moore out of the runoff and out of the configuration. I think it puts Tuberville in the conversation. It puts. Certainly Senator Sessions in the conversation, but I think it really hurt Judge Moore.
I think I've heard multiple theories on this, Alva. It could be where a runoff is between Tuberville and Sessions, and I think that would be pretty clear.
That's conventional wisdom.
But there is this idea that Roy Moore comes to the table with a lot of strong support, no matter what's happened.
It's diminished. It will be solid, but it's diminished.
I've heard that rumor, too.
Let me ask you, is Adam Schiff on drugs? You see his eyes? I'm looking at him on TV. He looks like he is spaced out. He is one weird-looking dude.
It looks like somebody exposed themselves to him. Somebody flash him?
But no matter who wins the nomination, that's who I will vote for.
Oh, yeah. Republican
just
nominee. I don't think Doug Jones has any grand illusion. I think Roy Moore would beat him in a regular election.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Whoever the nominee is will beat Doug Jones in my estimation.
Yeah. But I thank y'all, and I keep listening. And y'all have a good day.
Thank you, Jerry. Appreciate it. 272-9228 if y'all want to get in on the program. News and Views, Joey Clark. Alva Lambert is now here. Jack Campbell is en route. And we have other guests, I believe it. Larry Lee is his name. It's going to be a packed house. It's just...
Political palooza.
Something happened with the leg this morning. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I wonder, has anybody ever tried to steal his leg? You know, have you ever seen the Guardians of the Galaxy movies?
No, I haven't.
They're great Marvel movies, and one of the characters in it is essentially a raccoon, but somebody's done experiments to where it's like one of the most intelligent beings in the universe, but he has a penchant for wanting to steal prosthetics, whether like a fake eye or somebody.
Well, somebody was on something when they wrote that.
Oh, absolutely. James Gunn. Yeah. Well, and it's over-the-top stuff, but yeah. Everything's okay, Jack. Jack's saying don't give up on me. He's on his way.
Oh, yeah.
I think something happened this morning. But we'll be back, folks. 272-9228. Really, you can call about whatever you like. It's Friday. I'm trying to ease up. I woke up on the wrong side of the bed this morning.
Left or right?
Left.
Whoever knows what the wrong side is, you know?
We'll be right back, folks. More News and Views after this quick break.
can talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hi, I'm Tiffany Coleman. My husband, Jeff Coleman, is running for U.S. Congress. I bet you've seen Jeff's name and face on billboards and on the sides of moving trucks parked all over the district. Because when Jeff decides to do something, he does it big. And if you look really hard, you'll see my picture, our three girls, and our dog, Gracie, too. What I really wanted to talk to you about is Jeff, his background, and why he'd make such an incredible congressman. But I guess that'll have to wait, because they're telling me I'm out of time. But I'll be back here soon to tell you more about my husband, Jeff Coleman.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message, paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
If you're like me, you probably have a couple of shoeboxes full of old home movies or VHS tapes your dad took when you were a kid, right? And you've been wanting to convert them to DVD to preserve them, but don't want to ship them off to an out-of-town company. Well, you don't have to. Dan Black Studios here in Montgomery can convert them for you in their facility. Dan Black's been in business for over 35 years, and he does a great job at an affordable price. Call Dan Black today at 334-279-6036.
Enjoy delicious meat and three lunches that change daily and great burgers and salads at Peyton's Place. Check out Facebook for daily menus and use their drive-through window for call-ahead orders. Don't forget that Peyton's Place offers catering. Peyton's Place on the Atlanta Highway across from Faulkner and now open Sundays for lunch. 27 years ago, Steve Worth rented a storefront in Montgomery and opened the first location of Worth Cleaners. A lot has changed since 1991. Two buildings and over 20 employees make Worth Cleaners who they are today. Along with Worth's dedication to its customers to provide top-notch service. Everyday clothes to curtains, drapes, bedspreads, and formal wear, they do it all. Professional dry cleaning and laundry services, same day and express service, professional alterations and repairs, free pickup and delivery to your home or office, wedding dress preservation, superb customer service. It's not only easy to understand how Worth Cleaners has been successful for nearly three decades, but how they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery year after year. Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road, 7825 Vaughn Road, or online at worthcleaners.com. When it's worth it, choose Worth Cleaners.
The holidays are here, but thousands of families in the River Region will go to bed hungry. Blue Water Broadcasting is doing something about it, and you can help.
Drop off non-perishable food items to Capital Pawn Shop or at the radio station.
Help stuff our Sprinter van full of food.
Capital Pawn Shop, we're putting our money on you.
It's our holiday food drive. Donate what you can from Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
Wind Creek Wetumpka is feeling sassy at 6, and you're invited to the party. You can start earning your chances to win now. Then the fun begins at 6 p.m. on Friday, December 13th. During our 24 hours of winning giveaway, you can win a share of $60,000 in free play. Then on Saturday, December 14th, one lucky player will drive home in a 2020 BMW 740i. So come get sassy at Wind Creek Wetumpka and find your winning moment.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. And on the web at alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
The River Region's first and only News Talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views, folks. News and Views from 9 to noon. Joey Clark here, alongside me, Alpha Lambert.
Thank you very much.
Doing all right this morning?
Hmm?
You doing all right this morning?
Oh, yeah, yeah, doing good. Doing good. Just been busy. Coffee's kicking in. I'm getting alert.
Yeah, I'm, like I said, I just woke up this morning in a weird mood.
It's a classic winter nasty day.
Right, I think the weather has something to do with it.
You had a fireplace roaring, and you didn't have to go anywhere, and you're kicked back and watching a James Bondathon.
Oh, yes.
I'd be a happy camper.
You know, I recently just watched From Russia with Love.
Oh, they're great.
It's hard to beat Connery.
I never get tired of him.
Who's your favorite Bond?
I think, it'd be Roger Moore because he was the Bond when I was growing up.
Yeah. I think looking back, I really like Connery. The Bond when I was growing up was Pierce Alex. Bronson.
I'll take, the celebrity...
Celebrity Jeopardy.
Jeopardy with... and Norm MacDonald looked just like Burt Reynolds. I mean, he looked exactly...
That's not my name. Bird Ferguson.
Staves for 500, Alex.
I'll take the rapist for 400. Mr. Connery, that's therapist. Therapists. I miss those so much. Let's go to the phones, 272-9228. Talk to Jim. Jim, welcome to the show.
Good morning, y'all.
Morning. Morning.
Lovely day.
Oh, yeah.
I just made my daily trip to Walmart. Anyways, every time I hear Mr. John DeVoe call your program, yeah. Thank God he moved from Prattville. I'm just...
Have you ever met him in person?
Yes, and when he was running for mayor over here, can you believe he was running for mayor?
Yeah, John says stuff where I'm like, all right, man. But honestly, after meeting him, he's a very... The guy's harmless.
He's kind of a one-issue person, if you catch my drift. Mr. Lambert.
Yes, sir.
I don't know you. I've heard your impersonations.
Mm.
I'd give them about a 10.
Thank you.
I moved
on a scale
here.
Of 10 or 100?
I'm gonna see if you can do an impersonation of this person. I don't know if you can, but I moved here in 1984,
mm-hmm.
and got hooked on talk radio. So, Mr. Don Markwell.
Oh yeah, I've been on Don's show before. You know, yeah. This is Don Markwell, and you're not.
Yeah, I loved his expression, the pablum puking liberals.
The pablum what?
Pablum puking liberals.
The pablum puking liberals.
Yeah, he was a goodie.
He was a great guy, and I know his family, and they're good folks, and just classic people.
Yeah, I went to work for that as a volunteer for that fledgling station that was operating in the back of Fraser Methodist Church, mm-hmm. WLBF.
Yeah.
Yeah, I used to come in there certain days at night, because I was single at the time, and sit in that little trailer and stick the cartridges in there and push a few buttons. That was way back when George Lowers was the manager.
Yeah, I remember Phil Snow did a lot of public announcing for WLBF as well. Is he still in Montgomery, or did he go back to Mississippi?
I'm not sure.
He's a really good guy. I like thank the world of Phil Snow.
Yeah, I think he was kind of an Auburn guy.
He's actually a Southern Miss graduate, but because he hosted the Auburn Football Review with Coach Dye. And before him was a class act, Carl Stevenson. And Carl was a graduate of the University of Alabama, but he was the public address announcer at Jordan-Hare Stadium for his career. He was also a reporter, but he was the one that would host it with Coach Jordan, and Coach Jordan would say, "You're so right, Carl."
There it is. Yeah. Yeah.
Doug Jones. He knew the day that he took office, that was his last term.
He's not having enough fun, in my opinion.
Well,
like, he should treat it like a one-term thing.
That was a fluke. That was a fluke. It was an anomaly. I mean, it's not going to... Whoever runs the Republicans is going to beat him.
I think
because people are not going to vote for somebody that's voting for impeachment and all that. Junk.
Well, that was a special election, which quirky things can happen, but in a regular general election with the president at the top of the ticket, it's going to be a sweep.
Well, do you think Sessions is going to take it now?
It's too early to say. I'm not saying John Merrill's out.
I think it's a real fight between Tuberville and Sessions.
Yeah, and Merrill's pretty close.
I really like Merrill. Mm-hmm. And he should have the name ID, being Secretary of State here for Alabama, but Rumors of polls, I've not seen hard numbers, but what I'm hearing is that it's Tuberville's pretty dominant right now.
What if Trump, by some quirk, comes out and endorses Sessions?
I think Sessions has already said he didn't expect the president to get involved in the primary.
Yeah.
If Trump does that, I think it does help Sessions a lot.
Yeah. But it'll be interesting. Anyways, I'm going to do something because I can't watch this clown show that's on occupying all these stations on TV right now.
Hannity calls it a shift show.
Oh, look at Butterfaces on the TV. Eric Swalwell. Wipe the sweat off your lip.
Hey, whatever happened to Lizard Man, Blumenthal, Blumfield, what's his name, the senator?
Yeah, what happened to that?
Lizard Man, they took Lizard Man off. They took Jerry Nadler.
Nadler, yeah.
They took him off because anybody that doesn't do well on TV, choreographer Pelosi takes them away, and I guess she thought Schiff was her better choice.
Shift reminds me of a turtle coming out of a shell in the early in the morning and looking around with those weird eyeballs.
Joey said,
gosh. This whole thing, by next week, this thing will be the laughing stock of politics.
Well, you know what happened is, you know what happened was, they sat around in behind closed doors and they said, well, listen, we've got this and we've got that. And they hyped themselves up to where they thought, you know, they convinced themselves that they had something that the American people would grasp hold of, but it's absolutely been a total flop.
Well, I mean, it's so obvious to the normal American person who's probably fed up with this crap. First it's collusion, then it's quid pro quo, and now it's bribery. I mean, they're just
desperate.
What's the next word they're going to use for it?
Desperate.
Golly, are they going to say that he put a horse's head in somebody's bed or something? I mean, what the?
No, they confuse anyway,
that horse was bad news. So.
Well, they confuse that with Pelosi.
Well, y'all have a good day, and I hope Jack makes it down there.
Thank you, Jim.
I'm ready for the big show. All right, y'all have a good one.
Appreciate it.
Now, would you cast John Kerry as Ichabod Crane or as the horse for the Headless Horseman?
The Headless Horseman.
I think so. I think it's a better fit.
Lurch.
Yeah, exactly. And I think, honestly, the Democrats are drawing this thing out. At first, they're like, we're going to get this done quickly, very quickly indeed. Well, it didn't work for them in terms of moving public opinion quick enough. All it's really done is what I expected, made everybody go to their partisan camp.
I think that the last press conference Pelosi had yesterday afternoon, they're trying to backtrack and possibly not even vote to impeach.
Right. Well, we'll see. I know what you're talking about. She's trying to hedge her bets. Even
She's
Adam
like, well,
Schiff.
The committee's not even made their mind up.
Right. And Adam Schiff keeps saying that. Oh, I haven't decided. Yeah, right, Mr. Schiff. Sure, you haven't decided.
He's doing Schiff work.
Yeah, exactly. You know, people get his last name just plays into so many word plays. You know, a Schiff show, that's what people keep saying.
Shifty Schiff.
A Schiff show coming out of the bowels of the Capitol has now reached the light of day. Very quickly, let's go back to the phones. 272-9228. If y'all want to join. No. Folks, when I put you on hold, you have to be patient because that's a terrible sound hearing that dial
it
tone,
is.
That busy tone. But let's hit a break here, Alva. We're still waiting on Jack Campbell. He's being fashionably late today, and this I can understand. We have other guests coming in. 272-9228. If you want to get on the program, News and Views with Joey Clark, Alva Lambert, Jack Campbell coming in soon. Be right back.
Going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage 567-4223. And on the web at alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 158-6368 and Equal Housing Lender.
the Fox Business Report.
The major stock averages are trading in record territory, helped by optimism that a partial trade deal with China could be reached soon. And retail sales rose 0.3% last month. It's stronger than expected. It's also an encouraging sign that Americans are spending money. Tesla shares are higher. Two Tesla models are now on Consumer Reports' recommended list because of improved reliability. They are the Model 3, Model S, which previously had problems with paint, malfunctioning doors, or stuck latches, now on Consumer Reports' recommended list. Facebook is launching a new payment system. Facebook Pay will work across Facebook, Messenger, Instagram, and WhatsApp. It's considered a competitor to Apple Pay. Facebook shares up 0.5%. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Hi, everybody. Kind of a dismal forecast on this Friday, but things get a lot brighter over the weekend. A risk of lingering showers from time to time today. A chilly day, a little breezy, high 50 to 52. Mostly cloudy early tonight, gradual clearing late tonight. Cold, low 36 by dawn. Cool sunshine returns for tomorrow and Sunday. Warmer afternoons in the low 60s both days, upper 30s at night, and storm-free for the next several days. I see the mid-60s coming back later on next week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Need to do some holiday shopping, but you're low on cash? No problem. ASC Credit Union has you covered with holiday loans and rates as low as 7.99% with approved credit. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASC. Equal opportunity lender.
Live local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and View.
And speaks to me of flowers that will bloom again in spring.
On a jury Friday, but
when I was young, my heart was young then too.
The vocal
anything
of
that it would tell
Anne
me
Murray here.
She had a she's still living. She can
but now
her
I feel such empty.
Voice was amazing.
Yeah, this
right up there with Karen Carpenter.
Like a ray of sunshine.
Oh yeah.
So
yeah.
Soothing and smooth. Melodious.
Canadian Anne Murray.
You know, the Canadians have this folk tradition to them.
Yes.
That is almost like our country music.
Oh, yeah. You got all the way back to Hank Snow, who used to open up for Elvis. No, Elvis opened up for Hank Snow.
Okay, yeah.
Elvis opened up for Hank Snow.
So. And then I know all the members of the band other than Levon are are Canadians who just became fascinated with Dixie and Southern culture.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, some of those great hits there. But, yeah, the Canadians are a weird type. I'm learning more and more about them. Instead of a beanie, you're wearing a toque. Man. But
they're good neighbors, though.
This part of the program, folks, News and Views brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage, sponsor of this hour and this part of the program, News and Views. They do an incredible job over there, Kim Williams and her team. In particular, it's now hit close to home because I live with a veteran. And he's described how even when they're doing their best, and they're not really screwing anything up, it can still be difficult dealing with the VA bureaucracy, getting the benefits
It is a bureaucracy.
Indeed. Even a well-intentioned bureaucracy is still a bureaucracy. And that's why Kim Williams and her team at Alabama Home Mortgage have essentially made it to where you don't have to deal with the VA if you're a veteran and you're looking to take advantage of the VA home loan program. They've got it all figured out for you. If there are any changes, they've got all that figured out for you. So take advantage of that. I mean, if you're looking for your first home and to help finance your mortgage there, or if you need to refinance your mortgage, Kim Williams and Alabama Home Mortgage is the place to go. They're very straight shooters. They're not
they're not working on, let's say, quotas, these sorts of things. So if the situation's not right for you, so you go in and you want to refi, and they look at your situation, they go, yeah, they'll be honest. They'll say, you know, this isn't going to work for you.
It's got to be a win-win.
But they've told people that, and that's why people go back to them later. Because they're straight shooters, they're honest, they're looking out for your best interests before theirs, and that's the type of people you want to do business with. Kim Williams, Alabama Home Mortgage, you can give them a call today at 567-4223, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at alabamahomemortgage.com. And with Christmas coming up, this is a suggestion from Kim Williams, anybody, veteran, anybody, because it's Christmas, maybe you have a lot of people visiting, you want to renovate that home real quickly. Refinance, get a little extra cash. Maybe you want to spend extra, help supplement Santa and what he's putting under the tree. Refinance. Give Alabama Home Mortgage Kim Williams a call. Again, 567-4223, NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender and a great sponsor. So great, wonderful, the best sponsor ever, Alabama Home Mortgage. Jury finds Roger Stone guilty.
Well, we didn't doubt that. Yeah. He was being tried in D.C.
Right. This is the second day of deliberations here, but we know count one and two, Roger Stone has been found guilty. Continue to follow up. Count one is obstruction of proceedings, and count two deals with making false statements in front of Congress. Oh, that's not a good day for Roger Stone. He's always seemed like a dirty trickster, though.
He's been challenged.
Let's just say, doesn't he have a tattoo on his derriere?
Supposedly there is. I never had any desire whatsoever to see it.
Okay, but I'm going to search this delicately. Roger Stone tattoo. I think it's Richard Nixon.
Well, that's not very flattering.
No, it's not on,
oh, it's
his
on
butt.
His back.
It's on his back. Yeah, right on the his upper back in the center of the back, there's a tattoo of Richard Nixon. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's kind of bizarre. That's G. Gordon Liddy stuff.
Man, but look at that. Look at that photo. Roger's been doing some lat pull-downs and pull-ups. Look at that back.
What is he, 81 or 2?
He's got to be there. I think he's around that age, yeah. Man, that's crazy. So, but yeah, Roger Stone found guilty on two counts of false statements to Congress and obstructing proceedings. Andy McCarthy for Fox News is now talking about it. We'll get back to that story. But the ongoing impeachment saga continues.
Will he be pardoned?
It's possible. You know, the pardon power is one of the most fascinating
it
presidential
really is.
Powers. I never understood. Why do you wait? I know it's... Well, I understand it. It's political.
This president may do it before the end of the term, but he probably won't do it before the reelection.
It would be a lot of fun, though, like to be president. Like, all right, I want to pardon the best people.
Yeah.
People that really got a raw deal. People that I like who might have committed some crimes, but you know, we can forgive them.
Excellent.
We
job.
Can forgive them. You know, sometimes Trump starts talking like Dr. Evil.
Yeah,
like he'll start to.
He does.
It's really funny. The first time I really realized it was he was talking about windmills. It's like they kill all the birds. They kill all the birds. And you try building one of those near your home. You try selling your home. They kill the birds. The energy is intermittent. And apparently, when Trump said windmills cause cancer, I was like, what? Sometimes this guy says stuff.
Yeah,
then I'm just like, huh? What was that, Mr. President?
He could come out of left field.
What in the world was that? So we got to hit another break here, folks. News and Views, Joey Clark, Alva Lambert. We have more guests coming in. Jack Campbell should be here anytime soon. Hurry up, Jack. I miss you. I miss you. We'll go out to the soothing tones of Anne Murray here, Snowbird. You brought this up because you said Marie Yovanovitch, the ambassador, kind of?
She's a cross between Anne Murray and Jimmy Fallon.
There you go. We'll be right back, folks.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hey, y'all, Lewis at the Capital Oyster Bar. Y'all, we're right down here on this beautiful Alabama River. If you hadn't ever been down here, we're easy to get to right off of I-65. You're going to take the North Boulevard exit and then take the first exit. That's Louisville Street. Bottom of the ramp, turn right, and turn right. That's three times. Go to the end of the road, and you'll find us at the river. You'll also find our RV park. That's right. We've opened up an RV resort down here on the river. You can bring your pontoon boat down here, or your fishing boat down here. Stay in your camper and have a big time on the river. And we're going to feed you some good food. We got a steamer, a fryer, and a grill. We can do everything out of the Gulf. Anything fresh that's coming in this week is what you'll be eating this week. So we also, every Sunday at 5 o'clock, bringing you live entertainment. This week, Harper's in town. That's right. This guy's literally played all over the world. He's from Australia. He's won Blues Music Awards in five different countries. And he'll be here Sunday afternoon at 5 o'clock. Harmonica player, singer, songwriter, and play that old didgeridoo. That's right. Come out and check it out. CapitalOysterBar.com. You'll see what's going on. Get down here soon and come hungry.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Hey guys, honey season is upon us, and here at Wholesale Hunter, we know between kids at school and honeydews, your schedule's pretty packed. So why waste your time driving to one of those big box stores when you can visit us online at wholesalehunter.com and order the gear and supplies you need with a click of a button? You can shop our huge selection of guns and hunting gear from the convenience of your computer or phone. Stop by our store in Wetumpka at the corner of Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road, or visit us online anytime at wholesalehunter.com, wholesalehunter.com, that's wholesalehunter.com.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. I want to thank you for your recent help with Catch Me in Pink. Dixie donated thousands of dollars to the Georgia Life Foundation. Visit calldixie.com for more.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Since 1989, Signs to Go has been Montgomery's vinyl sign and banner leader. And now with the addition of wide format printing, your signs and banners can have brilliant full color. Whether it's directional signs for your meeting or large grand opening banner, Signs to Go is your one-stop shop for color. Call us at 270-1133 or email us at signs2go@charter.net. We're still on the Eastern Bypass across from Lowe's and Best Buy. That's Signs to Go, Montgomery's sign and banner leader.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery-grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's why we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
Don't miss the new and improved Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings from 6 until 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. And on the web at alahomemortgage.com. And MLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Older women are beautiful lovers. I said older women, they understand.
Welcome back.
I've been around some, and I have discovered. Yes, that older women know just how to please a man.
You're listening to News and Views from 9 to noon. Joey Clark in studio with me, Alba Lambert.
You know, Roddy McDowell.
Yeah.
He got to start as an Elvis impersonator.
Really? Mm-hmm. I can hear that in his voice.
Sure did.
Yeah, he's kind of got the...
I think he came out with the song The King Is Gone.
Okay.
It was one of his big original hits.
Yeah, he's got a similar voice. I can hear that.
But he was an Elvis impersonator.
Now, earlier today, because the president can't shut up, I refuse to stop tweeting. I know you want me to stop tweeting, but I'm not going to stop tweeting.
He quoted, I'm going to quote the president, he tweeted earlier about Marie Yovanovitch. This is what he tweeted, folks.
She's a cross between Anne Murray and Jimmy Fallon.
Everywhere Marie Yovanovitch went turned bad. She started off in Somalia. How'd that go? Then fast forward to Ukraine, where the new Ukrainian president spoke unfavorably about her in my second phone call with him. It is a U.S. president's absolute right to appoint ambassadors. He's right about that.
She was on her way out before this conversation. I mean, she was being analyzed, and most times they are replaced, just like ambassadors are replaced.
Yeah, this is the most bizarre thing to me. It's like, oh, well, it was a smear campaign against me. I wasn't disloyal to the president. Uh-huh. Sure.
Really? She was the actual ambassador, in my understanding.
Yeah, she was an ambassador.
All replaced. I thought she was in some, I had not followed it, that I thought she was in some Justice Department position, but as an ambassador, all the ambassadors are replaced.
Yeah, they serve at the pleasure of the president, which means they can be removed for whatever reason.
It's a plum position. It usually is rewarded to someone who has made a significant contribution.
Well, I think this ambassador at the time that she was ambassador was getting involved in internal Ukrainian affairs. She'll claim that it's to fight the corrupt forces of the old guard in Ukraine. I think it has more to do with protecting their own assets, so to speak, in Ukraine that they were using to help, quote-unquote, reform the government of Ukraine.
I don't see an ambassador's role as getting involved in internal political machinations of this of the host country. I would see it purely as hospitality and
communicating. Or, open line of communication. In fact, it's against the Geneva Convention for ambassadors to interfere in the countries hosting them. But of course, really, come on, guys.
Thomas Jefferson enjoyed being ambassador to France quite a bit.
Oh, I believe it. I know Ben Franklin enjoyed his visits over there, too.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, the French, they got their problems. Don't get me wrong. I don't want to live in France. I might visit vacation there. It'd be fun to actually go and see France, see Europe. But, you know, the French have their expertise in certain things. So, you know, I wouldn't mind learning some of the French delicacies.
Cheese and wine.
Yeah, yeah. Cheese
grapes.
And wine.
Grapes.
Right, right.
Crepes.
That's what I'm talking about. You know, baguettes.
Baguettes.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I just got a text.
Vichyssoise. Potato soup.
Escargot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, I
snails,
like escargot.
Yeah.
I do like that. If you like butter and garlic, you probably will like escargot, even though there are snails.
It's masked snails.
You know, so much of odd food is just, it's what's in people's head.
Calamari.
I like that stuff.
I love calamari.
It's great stuff. I mean, you know, squid is good. Squid's tasty, especially when it's cut up and fried.
Low fat, high protein.
Yeah, it's good stuff. But I just got a text, Alpha. Jack Campbell is en route.
Excellent.
It's a fantastic news. Last hour at News and Views coming up, folks.